Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's my brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good.
Amen, amen, amen. 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 Yes. Praise God. Yes. Come on, somebody.
Oh!
Amen. Yeah, we got to just continue to let that play in the background. I'm in encourage. Encourage yourself. Speak over yourself. Amen. Again, you listen to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. Today's segment is The Bread of Life. Amen. Real quick, let's go through the announcements real quick. And then we're about to go ahead and get started. Amen. I want to remind you to hear Sabrina Grace Vanessa Williams. Amen. It's every Tuesday, 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is every Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy with Reverend Ray is every Friday at 7 p.m. The Bread of Life with Reverend Ray is the first and the third Sunday of the month. Amen. At 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful with Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with Evangelist Louis McElwain is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. Marriage Takeover with the Body of One, Reverend Eric and Reverend Tamika Thompson is every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m. Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk with Ray Rose, Austin Green, Kelia Fitz Malone, Tyrone Rose, and Antonio Mitchell is every second Sunday at 7 p.m. Our weekly prayer is called Midday Glory Prayer with Reverend Gwen Dixon. It's every Wednesday at 1 p.m. Amen. This is a free conference call number. The number is 712-770-5505. That's this code is 732-499. I want to encourage you, as always, to go and check out our When Christians Speak Talk Radio. Amen. Our website, main website is whenchristianspeak.com. You also can check out our Facebook pages on When Christians Speak also. If you would love to get in contact with any of us, you can do so by going to When Christians Speak Talk Radio at gmail.com, okay? So let's go ahead and get started. Let's open up in prayer. We, again, are excited about the word of God that is coming forth. Amen. And we're excited what God is doing, even in the midst of the landing and season that we're in now. So, Father, we come today to first to give you thanks, to thank you for your many, many blessings, God. Thank you for your grace and your mercy. Thank you for another Sunday, the first Sunday in the month of March. We give you honor and we give you praise, God. So, God, we give this broadcast to you that you will come and have your way, Holy Spirit, that you will set the atmosphere, that you will give us the words to say, that you, Lord Jesus, allow us to go forth to the path that you have directed for us today, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for those that might be listening through the different platforms in the different nations, Lord Jesus, that they will be blessed, God, that they will be healed and they will be delivered and whatever hope will be restored and whatever the needs are, Holy Spirit, we're praying for you today, Lord Jesus, that you would do it just for them, God. We pray, Lord Jesus, for your grace and mercy to shine forth. We forever give you all the praise and the glory. Amen and amen. Amen. Again, I want to thank you again for listening, tuning in to listen to the broadcast. And amen, I'm grateful for you to be here. Amen. No matter where you might be, no matter what time frame you might be in, I'm just glad to have you be listening in today as we go forth and we continue, amen, to talk about our topic today is a mustard seed of faith, amen, a mustard seed of faith. So we want to just talk a little bit about that. I do have some things concerning the mustard seed. And one of the things I first did, of course, trying to find out a little bit more about the mustard seed, and I didn't really put a picture up. I might place that in the when I posted the social media of a mustard seed. And it says that the mustard seed is really one of the smallest seeds in the whole world and everything. And the scriptures have several scriptures that talk about having that type of mustard seed faith. Amen. And one of the things that takes place with the mustard seed, that even though it is so small, to a point that if you held it in your hand and if there's any kind of wind that blow, amen, that it will blow away the mustard seed. That's how small it really is. Amen. How small it really is. But one of the things, also things I liked about the mustard seed, that is what it's used for. Not only most people think for mustard seed, they think of it used for spices, which it does, but it have other uses too and stuff. And back in the day, time of Christ, they also use it as a healing property for certain type of disease and things that would come up. So it was more than just a spice and everything. Okay. One of the things I did read in everything, in order for it to become the mustard seed that you can put in your hand, something has to die. I did read that when I was looking online for some stuff to talk about. So the leaf of the plant has to die in order for the mustard seed to be produced or to come out of there, what they call the pods and everything. So, I mean, there's all kinds of many messages, and we're not going to really focus mostly on that, but just to give you a setup about what we're talking about, a mustard seed of faith, what we're talking about when we say that when Jesus said that only the seed of the mustard seed is able to move mountains or to talk to move a sycamore tree or different things like that. So there's something about that kind of faith. It's not a lot of faith, but as a mustard seed begins to grow, logic and reasoning and how it grows, it can grow into a branch, and then at some cases it can grow into a large tree. So there's different ways of the mustard seed that are different growth periods of the mustard seed that it starts off some that's so small that you can barely see in your hand and everything, and then grow into a tree or a group of flowers and everything like that, and bloom to the point where it can be used for its purpose that you may have and stuff. So that's the whole idea behind the mustard seed. And one of the things, one of the scriptures that I want to read first is coming out of Matthew chapter 17. Amen. And amen. Matthew chapter 17. And I'm going to look at verse 6 first. Amen. I want to read, because that's one of the verses I got. Amen. I don't know how I did this. I think I got the wrong. Okay, let me start at chapter 17, verse 20. Let's start there. All right, we're going to start actually at the 14th verse. That's what we're looking at. We'll be going to the 20th. And this is what it said. It says, when they came to the multitude, there came to him a certain man kneeling down to him and saying, they're talking about kneeling down to Jesus, okay? It says, Lord, have mercy on my son, for he's a lunatic and sore vexed. For oftentimes he falleth into the fire and oft into the water. In other words, this guy, this young man, his son, is all over the place. He's fallen into water and fallen into fire. And he said, verse 16 said, I brought him to thy disciples, and they could not cure him. Then Jesus in 17 said, answered and said, O faith, this is a perverse generation. How long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him hither to me. And the Bible says that Jesus rebuked the devil, and he departed out of him. The devil had to go because Jesus rebuked him. And the child was cured from that very hour. Then came the disciples of Jesus apart and said, why could we not cast him out? And Jesus said unto them, this is where we're going, because of your unbelief. He said, but verily I say unto you, if you have the faith of the grain of the mustard seed, you shall say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder, and it shall remove, and nothing shall be impossible to you. You know, in other words, if you have, he said to me, if you have the faith as a grain of mustard seed, you know, take notice of the word a grain of mustard seed, not a lot, but just one mustard seed, If you had, and remember I told you how small the mustard seed it is and everything. I just had them pull it and see if I can find it again. Amen. But if you had a grain of a mustard seed, the faith of a mustard seed, amen, you'd be able to say to this mountain. And that's not a lot of faith that we're talking about. You know, when we look at the mustard seed, the size of mustard, we're not talking about a lot of faith. But this is what I also want you to understand. I just thought about this, is that keep in mind that that mustard seed, if it's planted in good ground, it will grow. Okay, it would grow into that tree or grow into those branches or a bush and everything. And I'm sure to talk about later, we can read that even the birds of the air will be able to sit on there and sit on the branch. That's how big it would grow and everything. So basically, what some of the things that is being spoken here, but Jesus is saying that we had this kind of faith. Not a lot more faith. So then the question becomes, they had less faith, or do we have, even now, do we have less faith of the mustard seed? Because Jesus said, if you have this kind of faith, you'll be able to move mountains. You'll be able to move this mountain from one place to the other place. Okay? Now, I want to go ahead and continue to talk about the faith, a mustard seed of faith. I want to talk about verse 21. Verse 21 says, howbeit this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. Now, in other words, in order to get to this place with that kind of faith, that measure of faith of a mustard seed, there's some praying and fasting needs to be taking place. There's some sacrifices that need to take place to get to that kind of faith, okay? To get to that kind of faith. In other words, this is not something that you're going to be handed down. You know, we do all have a measure of faith, but to get beyond that normal measure of faith that we have, this kind of goes out, but by prayer and fasting. But by prayer and fasting, it's important that we realize that, especially with everything that we're dealing with now and everything that we're facing in today's society, whether it's the virus, whether it's global warming, whether it's politics, whether it's people hating, all kinds of stuff that is going on all around us. The question for us is, where is our mustard seed of faith? You know, where people are on their deathbed, where is the mustard seed of faith? A mustard seed, not a lot, but just a little faith, just a little more faith than a mustard seed, or the size of the mustard seed is what being asked now. And then what's being asked? Now, another scripture that I want to read that ties right into that is I'm coming out of Luke chapter 17, verse 6, and the Lord said, if ye have the faith as the grain of a mustard seed, ye might say unto this sycamore tree. First he was speaking to the mountain, and then now he's speaking about a mountain. Now he's speaking about a sycamore tree. Be thou plucked up by the root, and be thou planted in the sea, and it shall obey thou. It shall obey you. The first part in Matthew 17 and 20 was talking about the mountain, and now he's talking about the sycamore tree. But he's giving you examples of things that are almost impossible to be moved unless you have to, as far as with the technology we have now, unless we do something to it. But he said that if you're speaking to those things, that they should be moved. There's no digging around it. There's no dynamite involved and stuff like that. But if you speak to the things with the faith of the size of the mustard seed, those things shall be moved, and it should be and it should obey you. Okay. And it says, what did they say? It says in verse 20, it says, nothing should be impossible for you if we have just that kind of faith. Nothing should be impossible for you if you have that kind of faith. And when I begin to look at that, the type of things that he was talking about, moving again, talking about the mountain and the sycamore tree, I was like, man, these are not like moving a table or a chair. No, nothing like that. This is like moving a whole building, so to speak, or, you know, like moving a whole building. This is an oak tree, something the size of an oak tree that stands tall as a building, and doing it by speaking into it. and doing it by faith and everything. So those things that caught my attention. And then one of the things I want to talk about, we're not going to be before you very long, very short, but in Hebrews 11, chapter 1 through 3, it says this. It says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So we're talking about that mustard seed faith. Okay, it's something that says hope for, and the evidence of things not seen. We don't see it, but we know. You know, we believe, we trust. We don't see God, but we know that He exists. We don't see Jesus Christ, but we know. Okay, we know and believe in our hearts. You know that He is the Son of the Living God. Okay, it goes on to say, for if by the elders obtain a good report, through faith we understand that the world was framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were made of things that were not. That's faith. And then if we tie that back into the mustard seed that we're talking about, that's how you're able to move the mountain. That's how we will be able to move the sycamore tree, because that kind of faith that's not seen, I can't really look at it and say, okay, this is like this or this or like that. I can't look at it like this, but I believe in that, and we have to trust God. And then verse 6 of Hebrews 11 says that, but without faith, it is impossible to please Him. For he that comes to God must believe that He is, and that He is a rewarder of them that diligently seek Him. That mustard seed of faith that we talk about is a thing of seeking after God, seeking after the things of God diligently, you know, on point. I mean, relentlessly seeking after things of God, you know, to prove that, to develop or to allow that mustard seed to grow even more faith or greater faith, you know, or that measure of faith that God has established for us. So that's what we're talking about here, that mustard seed of faith, okay? You know, a mustard seed of faith. We want the nation to be healed, and we want family members to be healed, and we want the virus. They can come up with all the different vaccinations there is, and it's stuff like that for the virus, coronavirus. But it's the prayers of the righteous that's going to avail much, that will give men the technology and the way of creating something that will happen. The other thing is that God just like that, and said, that's it, that's enough. He can decide just like that, that's enough. You know, and that's that mustard seed kind of faith, without even taking a shot, a virus, or anything, that God would do it just for us. You know why? Because He loved us just like that. He loved us that much. Okay, He loved us just like that. Okay, this is coming out of Matthew 13, verses 31 and 32. I'm going to read this, and then we can just talk a little bit, okay? It says, another parable he put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it grows, it's the greatest among the herbs, and it become a tree. So the birds of the air come and lodge in the branches thereof. Your small amount of faith, your mustard seed faith, is meant to grow. It's meant to increase in everything like that. It's meant to be seen of the glory of God. You know that whether it's your healing, or whether it's deliverance, or whatever the case might be. You know, maybe you're going through something right now when you have lost the job, you've lost the income. The mustard seed type of faith will allow those things that in you to get bigger and to grow. And we have to be in a place that we begin to just trust God and believe God. And I know that you hear a lot of people say that all the time about trusting God and believing God and knowing that God got us. But now I'm telling you, my brothers and my sisters, that this is more time than ever before to do just that. This is more time than ever before to be able to be in a place that we trust God and we believe in God. A mustard seed of faith. A mustard seed of faith. There is power in believing and trusting in God, no matter what we see or what we feel, because it's not even about that anyway. But we can get to a point that we become narrow-minded to the things of Christ. We don't see a lot of the other stuff that's going on. We don't see all the noise and the dysfunction and the stuff that what's the word I'm looking for? The deflections and stuff that's going on all around us, because our faith is focused. The mustard seed faith that we have is focused on the things of Him. Amen. Amen. I mean, I told you I was going to be before you long, but I just want to drop this into your spirit. I wanted to encourage you to allow you to keep on holding on and don't give up. A mustard seed of faith is important. Amen. God bless you. God bless you. Father, we thank you for the word that you've given us today, God. We pray that it be a blessing to the people that are listening. We pray that it be an encouragement, God, somewhere. Somebody need to hear about holding on to their faith. Someone need to understand that what faith is. The faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Someone need to understand that. Someone need to measure the full measure of the faith that you have given them to be activated to the point, God, that they're seeking after you. So we pray to put them today, God, whatever their needs and whatever desires and whatever they're looking for, God, whatever the healing and whatever the deliverance, whatever, God, the family situation, God, we're praying today for life and not death, God. We're praying that you, Lord Jesus, will come today and you, God, take over everything. We love you. We forever give you praise. In Christ Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. God bless you. Hey, again, I want to thank you for listening. Like I said, it was a short broadcast. But you be blessed, stay encouraged, and don't give up. God bless you.